Here's a thought I'll title 10 Variations. This is a bit of an exercise I'm suggesting, again, because from my own experience in photography, I've done this a number of times. It's a terrific experiment, and it goes something like this. Find one of your favorite images, one that you've processed and put a period at the end of the sentence, and you really, really like it. Take that image and then force yourself to come up with 10 variations that don't look like the first one that you did, that don't look like the processing that you used to make your favorite image, but try something. Experiment with it. What happens if you turn it into a negative image? What happens if you print it contrasty and flip it 90 degrees to the left? What happens if you colorize it? What happens if you change focus, extreme lighting differences, dodging and burning, etc.? See if you can come up with 10 variations. I have to tell you, this is harder than it sounds. It really illustrates the power of that Gestalt psychology idea of lock on, lock out. Once you've developed a way to process your favorite print from that image, finding 10 variations can be a real challenge because you constantly want to drift back toward the one that is your favorite. But that's not how it works in the art life. In the art life, finding variations is often the key to success, because if you're stuck in the same groove and you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, that's almost the antithesis of the creative life. So as an exercise, just give it a try, and I think you'll see how difficult it is to come up with 10 variations. The first two or three are easy, trust me. But coming up with number 8, 9, and 10, that's where the rubber meets the road.